Welcome to In Pursuit of Purpose Podcast. Yes, once again, it is your host, Marcus, aka Mark My Words. You must be ready for what we got in store for you today. You gotta be ready. You have no choice. Today, could it be me who brings you nothing but the blessings and the power? Could it be me, the one who uplifts your spirits? I wonder if you know what I got in store. But we are here back at In Pursuit of Purpose Podcast. Yes, man, what it was. To have had the good brother Odd Rockman on our episode 2 of In Pursuit of Purpose Podcast. That was a beautiful, beautiful show. And I think it just did well with the people. So many people related to that. So many people responded well to that. And I think that what we're going to have happen today is we're going to have the same thing. Not the same person, but the same thing. Virtually, we're going to just keep going in that way of inspiration where we're just going to be, you know, turning the lights to your heart on all the way full blast. And so what I want for you to do is I just want you to sit back and relax because I got a special guest in studio today. I have a special guest who is here to bring nothing but the goodness, prosperity, and the abundance of heart, the abundance of love, the openness. Are you ready for such a person? Are you ready for such a man? Are you ready for such inspiration? I know you are. So let me not hold you up. Today, I have None other than Harvey Perlman, professional transformation coach, body talk specialist, mentor, friend, guide, teacher, all around good hearted dude, right? But just good hearted. What you are in store for is what you came here for. To help you find what your purpose is, to help you get on track with that design, with that part of your life. You came in here with some part on you. Something, a purpose. You were brought in here for a purpose, on purpose, with a purpose. And sometimes I can create a show and inspire you with my words, but I think it's best in this platform, on this platform, that I bring others who have not just a lot more years on me, but a lot more years in experience in these fields where they're more so experts and masters at what they teach and they talk and they're talking about. And so what we want to do is we just want to hear from this person. Harvey, I want you to introduce yourself to the people of the platform and In Pursuit of Purpose Podcast. Tell them who you are in further detail, my man, because they're in for a treat. I don't know if they know.
Hello, this is Harvey Perlman. I am the transformational coach and holistic body talk healing practitioner. And I volunteered to be Marcus's coach when I first met him. And it's been an absolute delight to share with him information and ideas that he says has helped him develop himself and his purpose. So what would we like to talk about today? What do you think, Marcus? Why don't you ask me some questions and then I can go from there?
Oh, man, questions are coming. don't worry about questions. Questions are coming. So like Harvey said, he is a, you know, friend, and it has been a delight to have had Harvey in my life for a lot of years, and just the benefits of what he provides and the things that he's also done in his line of work that has not only just helped me, but I have, you know, heard testimonies of how it helped other people. But what's more important on this today's episode is I really want to talk to Harvey about how he can help others, because what he does for me is phenomenal, but I want him to help you and people you know who may need his help, because he provides not only a service to you where you are spiritually just fulfilled like I get all the time I'm around him, but think about it in the times where, think about the times where you are dealing with some of your most struggling thoughts and you're going through mental funks and you're going through emotional funks and you're going through all of these trials inside of you. These are the areas where you need someone who almost seems invincible in these areas, although I know he's not, because he's a human like me and you. But you need someone who seems almost indestructible, who can just help you, show you, help you understand how much easier it is to enjoy such a friend or such a person, such a leader, a teacher, and the messages he shares. And so today, I just want to talk to Harvey about how he helps perform, you know, his work. And Harvey, I'm thankful to have you in the studio today. I understand that you are in the business of transforming lives, and you are in the business of helping people be better people, helping people perform at high stakes when they're out on the field, whether it be sports, whether it be athletics. Tell the people a little bit about what it is you do. Kind of explain that and go in detail about what you do, and just give them a minute of just breaking that down visually for them so they know what that looks like.
Well, I ask people how I can be of the most service to them, and people come to me for many different reasons. Sometimes it's a health issue. Sometimes it's because they are stuck in their career. They don't know which direction to go in. They are having difficulties in a relationship, or they just want to be happy. They want to be free. They want to have some emotional freedom from that consistent gnawing at them, this mental part of their brain that keeps criticizing them or telling them they're not good enough or they're not worthy of receiving the goodness that they deserve. And I help people emotionally and mentally, but also in the subconscious. I'm able to reach the subconscious through something called the Holistic Body Talk Healing System. And it's very effective, and it's safe, and it's relaxing. And mostly what you do is just breathe. You just relax and breathe deep. And I do all the work. I find out from your subconscious mind exactly what will help you solve an issue that you're confronted with today. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Body talk is for Body Talk is for peak performances, I understand. And a lot of people are weak. And I don't mean that as an insult. I mean mentally. Mentally struggling to figure it out. A method, a way, a strategy, some piece to a puzzle that feels like it's missing for them. People are trying to grab a hold of something that they feel is missing. Talk about what is that longing sensation that people get this tendency to feel that they are missing when it comes to just performing at their best or when it comes to executing. What is it that they feel they are lacking? Like, are they lacking? Is it something emotional that they're going through? Is it something? Because my understanding of it is to understand my question is for me to ask it from a personal standpoint. So, whenever I feel like I want to do something, I feel like I lack the ability, maybe the smarts, intelligence, education, the know-how. And I feel like I'm missing something inside of me. And it's like, okay, I can't do that. And I'm okay with not being able to do that because I accept that that's not who I am. That's missing inside of me. That piece of life is missing inside of me. And so therefore, I can accept that that's not, I can't do that. What is that piece? What is that people feel like they are missing? Is it true that people think they are not worthy enough? Like, is anybody worthy, is what I'm asking.
I think we're all worthy. We just don't know that we're worthy. We've been taught by some religious groups and sometimes the culture, whatever culture you're from, and that maybe they meant well, but a lot of times somehow it's indoctrinated into people over time that you're not able to do some things or that you're not worthy of it or you have to prove yourself or you have to be better or you always have to be perfect. You have to be greater than you are naturally going to be. And that keeps you in that lockstep with not being good enough because you can never be good enough if you have that voice in your head that came from sometimes it's a well-meaning person, sometimes it's not a well-meaning person. And you have to decide if you're going to listen to that voice or you're going to listen to your own voice. And you have to make your own recording and listen to that. So you have to make up your own affirmations that you are good enough and you are worthy and you are powerful and you are magnificent. And you came here to do great things and you have great talent and you are God's favorite child. And you don't have to prove anything to anyone. You just go after what you want, and the voice might still be there. You may have to tell it to shut up. You may have to tell it to go somewhere that it's not very nice. And you may even have to pretend that you're beating that voice up. You might have to pretend that you're punching it until it gets a little quieter, and your voice that you make up, your affirmations that you're worthy, you're good enough, you're powerful, you deserve to receive that which you desire. Whether it's money or a love relationship or happiness or bliss for no reason or good health or to kick that addiction, whether it could be any kind of an addiction, a drug addiction, a sex addiction, whatever the addiction might be that's pulling you down and keeping you down, or that tendency to say yes when you want to say no, to be able to say no. No is a lot of times more powerful than yes. And we tend to want to be yes people and please people, and then we get ourselves in a mess because we can't please everyone. And we're the ones that we need to please. And it's not that popular sometimes in our society to please ourselves. We're supposed to do it for others, do something for other people. But, you know, when you take a flight, you notice when they come, the air people that are professionals, they show you how to get that air, that mask, that oxygen mask. The first person you put that oxygen mask on is not your child. It's you. Mm-hmm. You are number one. And you have to be number one so that you're able to help the child and help yourself and help your family and help your friends. And then you give up being always borrowing. You become the person who has the money or has the ideas or has the ability. and you start teaching, you start sharing, and you start giving from your reservoir. But you have to have, maybe sometimes you have to put a jar to the side and start putting money in that jar, or maybe it's happiness in that jar, or maybe it's doing good for yourself first. So a lot of us, we tend to keep the good from ourselves and do it all for everyone else, and then we're bankrupt emotionally and mentally and in our joy and in our bliss. Mm. And I think we came here to be happy as well as to share our gifts. And if we don't think we're worthy or we're good enough or something like that, we're not going to do that as much as we deserve to do it. So I very much enjoy supporting people to find their bliss, find their happiness, their purpose, and then, of course, to support them emotionally through coaching as well as subconsciously through the Holistic Body Talk Healing System, which I spoke about a little bit earlier. And I also give a complimentary consultation in my office so that you can come in and get comfortable, learn about what I do face-to-face, see my charts, see my huge testimonial book, which is the size of a phone book. I have a couple of those books full of successful experiences people have had that they wanted to share with others so that they would be encouraged. And watch a short video with me and then ask your questions and decide if this is something that you want to pursue. But it's not the body talk that you're pursuing. You're pursuing finding out how, actually, it's more than finding out. It's actually resolving issues on a very deep emotional level, even into your DNA. So there are things that you come into this world with that are unresolved, and I help you to resolve those things so they're not stopping you and blocking you and slowing you down and making you frustrated and angry and sad, so that you're able to be happier and more fulfilled and more satisfied in your life and to reach those wonderful goals. You can enjoy the reason you came to Earth in your heart of hearts.
Wow. So, Harvey, I am new to this show. I'm new to In Pursuit of Purpose podcast. I'm new to all of this you just said. I don't understand. It sounds like a second language to me. You just explained a lot. All I heard was body talk. I heard body talk here. I heard something about body talk there. But what do you mean body talk? I don't know body talk. So if I'm new coming to this message, just hearing this for the very first time, and I'm catching body talk in the middle of the conversation. But even if I rewind the tape or rewind the recording and listen to it again, and I still can't grasp a full understanding of what body talk is. For the simple-minded person, like myself sometimes, but for the simple-minded person, what is body talk for the simple-minded?
Well, there's a couple of questions in there that you're asking, and one of them is, how is it performed? And the other question is, what is it based on? And who does this technique besides Harvey Perlman? So this is what I'm hearing as questions.
Well, I would ask that you answer, what is it based on? Because that's the question I think a lot of people are going to see first.
Okay, so what is it based on? It's based on the principles of Chinese medicine, of acupuncture, but we don't use any needles, of energy psychology, but we don't do any counseling, of dynamic systems theories, which means basically that everything in your life, whether it's an injury or emotional experience or whatever has happened, is all related to everything else, and you can't separate those experiences from your body or your health or your life.
Hmm. That's cool. So who does body talk work for then? Athletes, mothers, elderly, who?
It works for really everyone. You can apply it to every person, no matter where they live or where they're from or what country they live in or any animal or a child. I enjoy working with all different populations for different reasons. And one of the things that I love to do the most, actually, is working with children, because they don't get to choose. It's up to the parents to bring them here. And a lot of times children are not doing well in school. And I really struggled in school myself, so I have a lot of empathy for kids to advance and feel confident. And but I also like to help other people, college age people, and people who want to be successful in sports or anything else. I can help anybody get better at anything they want to be better at. Or in some cases, if they're already good, I can help them to be great.
Mm-hmm. So body talk is basically good for, you know, performance. But what about, is it good for healing injuries for those who are performing? And not just injuries, bodily harm injuries. But I'm talking about on a whole nother level as far as injuries. It's body talk, because I like the way this sounds, body talk. Like, it means it's an incorporation of my whole body. And so if I'm talking body talk, or if we're doing body talk sessions or whatever we do, I'm looking at someone who may be injured, someone who's not all about, it's not about performing and getting the best performance. But like an athlete would say, hey, I need your service because I want to go out here and win the Super Bowl. You know, I need that. But somebody's injured and they need to heal and they need to go back to bed. And does body talk help with not only injuries, but the mental part of that too? Because what comes with injuries is also a mental struggle to feel like you're vulnerable and you're susceptible to and prone to being hurt or being, you know, broken in the spiritual way. So if you could, you know, talk about that just a little bit, where would body talk heal? You know what I mean? When I ask where would it heal? Does it heal in the body? Does it heal the mind? Does it heal in the spirit? These places.
Well, thank you, Marcus. Those are great, very great questions. And body talk works with everything. It works with your mind, your body, your spirit, your soul, your emotions, whatever. It's a multifaceted, multidimensional experience, and it's also based on physics, which I did not say earlier. So really everything in the universe is based on physics, and your body also. So I can help people to, if they have an injury, any kind of an injury, whether it's auto accident or a sports injury, any type of any type of injury. But also serious other medical situations like a stroke or something where someone's limited because of some event that happened to their health. And I've also worked in ICU, helped people to get out of ICU and thrive. So I've helped people who are seriously ill with major life-threatening conditions to get better, as well as things that you've heard of, like joint problems or arthritic type things, or any kind of pain or emotional depression type things, or anything really, because it's not about me. It's not Harvey. It's the Holistic Body Talk Healing System, which I have certified in and practiced, and I'm using your own innate wisdom to give me the answers to what it is that's going to take to help your body to connect and communicate fully. And that's really what it's about, having full communication without you having to do anything. You're just enjoying the relaxation, but I'm getting your brain and your body to be synchronized and balanced, fully communicated and synchronized, so it can perform as it was meant to perform from birth. Hmm.
Wow. What is, excuse me, what body talk is not? What body talk is not is, and I think we can go everywhere with that. So, you know, if I'm someone new to and open to trying this different method, because I've tried other ways. I've tried the typical way that the world and doctors and all this tell me, what body talk is not. Can you explain that?
Okay, that's really good. I really like that question also. So body talk is not medicine. It doesn't replace medicine. It's not about medicine. It's about your body's ability to heal itself. So you're born with this innate or internal knowledge of how to help yourself. For instance, if you did cut yourself, probably that cut has healed up by now, or it's on its way if you recently cut yourself. The body has knowledge of how to fix itself. But every now and then, you'll get into a situation where you have an injury or an accident or some type of emotional event or some abuse or something that's occurred that your body's just not able to overcome because something has not been resolved. Excuse me. So body talk helps to resolve what is in the way of your body communicating so it can take care of those problems or reduce them.
A very, very, very well put answer. So I'm looking at this like body talk is not a replacement for medical, modern medicine. Body talk is not a replacement for needles in your arm. Body talk is not a replacement for, it's not a replacement for doctors. It's not a replacement for my family practitioner. Or is it a replacement for those things? That's another question.
Well, let's put it this way. Those types of interventions can be absolutely necessary, and I support you to go to your doctor to make sure you're okay, and I believe that we have to include all sorts of medical approaches. But after you've gone to your doctor and you know what's wrong with you, can they help you is the question, and sometimes they can and sometimes they cannot. And with my work, there's no side effects. And a lot of times when you go to a regular doctor, unfortunately, usually and lots of times, they have to prescribe something that could have side effects and may cause some other issues. Whereas with the holistic body talk healing system that I do, the body heals itself without having to use anything like that.
That's cool. So I don't have to worry about... So one of the things I would say... people, my friends, my beloveds, is that you don't have to worry about, you know, coming to Harvey and removing your doctor from your life. You don't have to look at Harvey as a replacement for your doctor or your medication. I personally believe, because I have known Harvey for a while, and I personally believe that what he provides, what and this is not me being biased. This is me being, you know, a patient, having been a patient and a client. And when you are, when your body is going through misunderstandable things, and why I say misunderstandable is because you misunderstand them. Like, I've misunderstood, you know, reasons for why my body was having complications, my head or my neck was feeling pain in the area that I could not. And this is not about, you know, finding a chiropractor or somebody who can correct these type of things. When I found Harvey and understood what this body talk method was and what it was for and what it helps, it really made me open to it, but it made me open and allowed myself to be so acceptable and susceptible to his practice that I knew my body was going to receive it well. And so when I opened up my heart and I opened up my mind to receiving it, I received the healing that came with it. Because there is something about, regardless of whether this is a practice, whether this is an actual practice or it's not, there is something about when you listen to your body. There's something about when you just allow your body to talk to you and you start to hear from your own body, and you can do that. There's ways, if you just sit down and be still, you can listen and hear from your body. Part of the problem is, I believe, is that some of us don't know how to hear from our body. But once you get to a still place, I think body talk will only advance the communication between you and your body. And therefore, it gives you a bigger, broader understanding of your body, which therefore, you know your limitations. And I don't believe that there are any limitations when you know this. When you are in full communication with your body, and your body is in line with itself and talking to itself and, you know, always communicating with your brain, when your body is talking to you, I believe there is no I believe there are no limits. There are no limits to what you can do, because this, to me, proves and opens up to me just channels of strength and inner power and inner will, inner strength to just say, I know I can do this, and there's something about it that don't allow you to falter back to your old ways. Because having met Harvey and having had this done in my life, and not just me, there's witness testimony that I've stood in front of and heard, you know, give a great witness testimony about his practice, what he does. And it's nothing short of miracles, because, you know, you got people, not just myself, but other people who come behind me, and they get to share their same success stories. And then it's like, So that wasn't just some hocus pocus that I was just feeling in the moment of time, thinking that this was all psychological, you know, woo-woo. It was all in my mind, taking the blue pill, red pill idea. It was neither of those things. It was true confirmation that what I felt was really what I felt. It was real. It was there. It really happened. And I believe, and I attribute a lot of my mental success, and I say mental, also emotional too, but I would say a lot of my mental strength and will and power and stability, I owe to Harvey because of what he does with this body talk. I know that for a fact, that if it's not for not just him, but because he lives it, it lives in him. He lives it, so it lives in him. And because of what he lives, it permeates from within him. You know, goodness is flowing from him, but also goodness is flowing to him. And so the goodness that flows from him, I get to be the receiver of that. And the goodness that flows to him is me being that live testimonial witness that he can see the results and even hear me speak about him right now. And so that's the goodness that flows back, knowing that he's doing of a great service. And so I just wanted to really put that out there, only because of not just my own, not my biased opinion, but that's as a client, you know, having had Harvey service, that's just me speaking on what it's like to be at the top of your game. You know, Harvey say, I'm in my bliss right now, you know, and I have to agree with him. I am in my bliss. I really am. And so don't think that this is witchcraft. Don't think that this is paranormal stuff. Don't think that this is hocus pocus, sorcery, Harry Potter stuff. This is neither of those things. This is just you and your body getting back in communication with each other. That's it. Because sometimes you walk away from your mind and your mind walk away from you, and you got to go find your mind, you know. And I believe that's what Harvey does. One of the questions I wanted to ask you, Harvey, was why don't a lot of people know about body talk? And like, why, just why don't they know about it? And is this like a secondary, or let me say, why don't they know about it as a secondary go-to source for healing?
Well, I think there's multiple answers to that as well. It's, I think it could be threatening to the medical establishment. And so for us to make too much out of this, maybe the reason is we're not trying to be too public to draw too much attention to us. At the same time, I feel that I have to share it because it's made a huge difference in my life, and I've helped people close to me. I've seen huge changes in their health and well-being, and I know that if you think back to the time that I gave you that treatment over at the car place, I did that treatment, and I think you had a headache and a neck ache, and you were pretty blown away by your positive results. But, you know, my girlfriend had some terrible problems that were incurable according to American medicine. And with body talk, we were able to help her. And but, you know, like I said, body talk doesn't, or maybe I didn't say that, body talk doesn't heal you. You basically, body talk is a catalyst to have your own body heal yourself. It's a self-healing technique. And my girlfriend had chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Epstein-Barr virus, and asthma, which none of those things, as far as I know in American medicine, can be healed. So she doesn't show any of the symptoms, and she threw away her nebulizer at least 15 years ago, which is an inhaler-type thing for asthma. And asthma eventually can kill people, and also Epstein-Barr virus. So she's not showing any symptomology for any of that, and she's very well and highly functioning. But not only for her, but for so many other people I've helped, from, and like I said, to stroke victims, but people with just any and every type of emotional and physical ailment, I've been able to help so many people. And I can't walk away from that. You know, once you see that, once you see people healing who were turned away or were not able to be healed in any other way, and I don't take the credit for it. I got the education, I spent the money, I took the time, I went to study groups, I drove all the way to Orlando when I didn't need to after I got certified, because I wanted to be as good as I could possibly be, and that's the only place where a study group was, so I went there to make sure I was as good as possible. But I love to help people. That's really what I've always done, and probably what I will be doing forever.
Yeah, I remember in the car shop that day, Harvey performed a body talk session on me, and I was dealing with a massive headache, and I'm one that never really get headaches. It's always been that way with me. I've really never gotten headaches, and I was dealing with one that day, and I can remember, like, sitting up, and immediately it was like, oh, my God, like, is that real? Did that really just happen? Like, my headache gone. Like, I sat up, and my headache was immediately gone. I was like, no way. No way, like, my headache is not gone. Okay, so I guess it is. And so I had to buy into it, and I was like, okay. All right, I like that. But, you know, this is something, like he said, it could take away from the establishment, you know, the big corpse that's already out there, and it could be a threat to their, you know, their pockets and all kinds of things. But, you know, I think that what Harvey is doing is just a great deed in service. And it would be, I would be remiss if I did not have him on this platform to share with you all what he does, because of the great benefit it gave me and it still gives me today. And yes, like you said, he helps people and all the people that he is helping even now up to this point. And, you know, I remember growing up as a child, you know, I never had asthma, but I had a best friend. Well, he wasn't my best friend, but I had a friend who, him and his whole family, it was a family of 9 children. Him and his whole family, every one of them, had asthma. And the guy that I used to hang out with from that family, he was my friend, unfortunately died from an asthma attack. And right behind him, his sister died from an asthma attack. And so I remember, you know, just those stories. So when I hear Harvey say, you know, that his girlfriend threw away her nebulizer, my stomach dropped, you know. I was like, like, for real, because, you know, I know how asthma could really, you know, take you out. I've seen it happen with 2 people before in my life. And so when he said that, I kind of like, took a little bit, you know, seat back in my chair, because I'm like, that's a bold move to believe in something so powerful that you say, I no longer need my inhaler. I no longer need this supporting thing that makes me believe that I'm going to be able to breathe okay. And that just takes, I believe, not only, and that's what Harvey said, something he touched on. He said, he don't heal you. You heal you. And so, and I believe that from that scenario of throwing away your nebulizer or throwing away any fear, I believe that throwing away that nebulizer, that inhaler, throwing that away is you and your body becoming one with each other and saying that no longer are we going to suffer. We're going to be strong. We're going to will ourselves. And that's what I heard from him talking about his girlfriend throwing away her inhaler, that I heard that she mustered up in herself the will to say, I will be healed. I'm going to be healed. And she didn't allow that to be her purpose, her calling card of life. Oh, I'm going to be stuck with this all my life? Is this how it's going to be for me? Is this where I'm going to be? Am I going to have to go through this every single day? Or whenever I feel like an asthma attack is coming on, am I going to have to find a way to get myself to breathe in the capacity, in the place, atmosphere where I can breathe? No, I'm not going to struggle that way. Her will made her determined. And I say that for you. I say, you know, for you to find that will. And if you can't, come find Harvey, because he will put in you this will with this body talk practice. It will give you the will to just want to do better and survive and thrive. And every time I'm around him, my spirit, I remember just having times where I was completely down, and he didn't know it. He may have known it spiritually, but acted upon it silently and lifted me up. But I can't tell if he did, but I didn't announce where I was. But because coming around him, there was this automatic lifting up of my spirit. It was like when I came around him, I couldn't be down. Not that I tried to hide it. It was just that my spirit wouldn't allow me to be down, because coming around him, it lifted me up. It something about him that lifted me up. And I was there in that space. And he, I don't know if you know he did it or not, but he brought something out of me spiritually, mentally, and emotionally that I didn't know would work on its own automatically like that. And yes, that's what he did for me. I want to ask Harvey real quick, before we start to wrap up this beautiful, beautiful thing here. I just like to know a few things from Harvey. If you, Harvey, could take body talk and go anywhere in the world and serve any kind of a people, doesn't matter the color, race, or ethnic. My question is, how do you see body talk helping other people?
Well, there's so many things that are going on in the world that are sad and horrific. So I could help people who are, you know, they've been traumatized by warfare. You know, people have been exposed to war and trauma, and or people who are filled with phobias and fears because of something like that. Whether it was war, maybe they were mistreated as children, or they've been attacked, or they've been emotionally abused by someone. So it could be any situation. We have a large population now out in the Midwest who are suffering because of those tornadoes and floods and storms. And, you know, they're probably very traumatized by that and very sad and very depressed. They've lost everything. But they're still alive, and I could help them to rebound emotionally. And even in the face of great loss, I could help them to become more buoyant. And eventually be able to find the strength to rebuild and to make a comeback, bounce back. And that's what I like to do. I like helping people to make that comeback. But it's not always fast. A lot of times I've seen things happen for people with body talk and my coaching that where they were able to make a big shift rapidly, but usually it's not that fast. And I'm not in a rush for people to get better, but I like it when it happens because it's very exciting. But it's also, there's times when it takes a long time, because sometimes people are going through a tremendous, horrendous divorce, or, you know, maybe someone's ill, or maybe they're ill, and some illnesses just don't heal that fast. And it's not up to me. I like to see, you know, something change really fast, because it makes me happy. But sometimes it takes time, and sometimes it happens fast. I found whenever somebody is really near death's door, they tend to get better really fast because they pull out all the stops, they pull out their ego, and they're really, really ready. And a lot of times when you're not at death's door and you have an issue, sometimes we're not that quick to get better because we are holding on to it, not meaning to, but at our subconscious level, unbeknownst to us, sometimes we are holding on to something, and sometimes we're punishing ourselves, and we don't even know it. And so I can help get to the root cause of that, beyond where it, you think it's coming from, even beyond that, and to help it to not be so overbearing and causing you or anyone to be always shackled by the past or something they're concerned about right now or something in the future. I'm sure you've heard many times it's about, or maybe you've never heard this, but a great man once said, it's really about losing your mind and coming to your senses and being present, being in the here and now, being in the now. But that's not so easy to be in the now when you've suffered. And who hasn't suffered? So, and I've suffered too. So that's partly why I'm in this. I've paid a lot of price for being who I am. And I've had to suffer just like everyone else, maybe not as much as some people, but you can never compare yourself, your suffering to another person's. It's not, it's everyone has their own way of healing and their own time frame. And, we all have our own process. And that's what I'm here to do is support your process.
Wow. That's, I think that was a good key note closer right there. I'm going to, before I ask Harvey where they can find him, where can they locate him, how can they get in touch with him, and all his contact information. One of the things I like to do for this show, I always try to keep it so genuinely just more getting people to come into a space of appreciation for what they do, appreciation for others, and appreciation for this platform as well. And so I try to open up a channel for them to do these things. And I like to ask mostly a series of questions that they get to answer from the heart. It's no longer questions that comes from a script or anything like that, but just something more genuine felt from them. So they don't have to answer to the scripts that they normally apply to or answer to when they're being interviewed like this. And one of the things I like to start by asking, number one, Harvey, is can you name one thing you are grateful for?
I'm grateful for being here. I'm grateful for having breath and a heartbeat and my body and my mind and being able to learn and share. And I'm thankful for being able to be thankful, to be aware of the idea of being thankful, that it means, it makes such a difference. But also I'm thankful for the awareness of forgiveness, to forgive myself and to forgive others and to share that with people, because I have to forgive myself constantly, and then there's other people who cut me off in traffic and let me know I'm number one, and I have to forgive them for that too. You know, it happens a lot. So, I'm very thankful for being alive and being able to use the knowledge that I've had and the experiences I've had to be able to be of benefit to other people and to have been able to have received the income so that I could further my education and be able to add that into the formula.
Very nice. Got to be thankful for life, right? Name, Harvey, name one movie or one book or one song, or you can name all three in that category, those categories, but name one book, one movie, or one song that still inspires you today.
Well, it's very hard to limit it, but I'll do what I can. The book that stands out, there's three books, and I'm not going to, I don't know if I should just give you one, but the biggest one that comes to mind is the book that you still haven't read, I'm going to give you a hard time right on your show. Maybe that'll inspire you. Who knows? But it's called The Code of the Extraordinary Mind by Vishen Lakhayani. That's V as in Victor, I-S-H-A-N. And the last name is L-A-K, like the beginning of spelling lake, H-I-A-N-I, Lakhayani. And that book will open up a lot about how you think and how you're being controlled and you don't even know it, and how you can expand and explore your life in a way that you might not have thought of, and how to solve situations. And what song? Well, gee, I'm going to have to wait on that. Let me go to, what was it, the movie? I love Holy Man, and that's a movie that I shared with Marcus some time back, and I get a lot of joy out of that movie. It's an older movie, but I've seen it about 25 times, so that tells you what I think of it. And what song? Well, you know, it's always been said, and it's still true. Basically, it's any song that's about love is the answer. Because, you know, when we love ourselves, we're free to love others. And when we give, we receive. And when we receive, we give. Because you have to be able to receive so someone else can give.
Wow. That was a shot. That was a shot at me. He said, I haven't read the book yet. Oh, man. He took a shot at me, didn't he? Yeah. I it's funny because I had the book for years now. Actually, like 2 years now, I'll be honest with you, and I just never read it yet. The Code of the Extraordinary Mind. But the thing is, though, I did discover his podcast, and I do listen to that. I do listen to his podcast on the daily, so I'm getting a lot of value out of that podcast. Last question, Harvey, I want to ask, you know, name one person who has made a big impact or has had a big influence in your life.
I'm drawing a blank because there's so many people, and who would be the number one person? I really caught me off guard there.
Well, it doesn't have to be number one. It just has to be one person, not the only one or number one. Just one person in your life that you can always categorize them later as number one, number two. But, you know, just name one person out of the 100, because many people have impacts and influences on their lives. So who's one you can remember and made a great impact or had a good influence on you?
You know, I've met a lot of great people, some of the greatest people in their professions, the top people. But honestly, my parents, because, you know, they gave me a huge gift. And the gift was, and still is, that they loved me and they loved me for who I am. And it wasn't about what I accomplished, but it's just, you know, we love you no matter what. And that is a huge, huge gift to give to somebody.
You know, that's a common answer. A lot of people go back to it and they say their parents or their mom or their dad. And I happen to agree a lot on that, you know. I want to save this last round right here, Harvey, for you now. For you to take the time to, you know, take a moment and do what I call your flow. Let it flow. And flow means feeling love operate within. F-L-O-W. Feeling love operate within. What I want for you to do, Harvey, is just take a minute to allow the people to feel the love that operates within you, and share something with the audience you would like them to know from your heart. And how would that, so that they would, that way they can feel that love that you have.
Just know that you deserve to receive, you deserve to be loved, that you are love. You were made from love, and you are love, and that's all you have really is love, and that's all you get to share I mean, you can give money, you can give things, you can give clothes, but it's always the love that you give people with the things that you give them. That really is eternal.
Wow, that filled me up. That filled me up. I love that. You never can lose with that, man, love. You never can lose with love. Harvey, people might want to know where you're at. People might want to know how they can find you, how they can get in touch with you. They want to know how they can contact you. Any information you have on where your whereabouts, let them know that right now.
The best way to contact me is to call me. My number is 727-259-8232. I'm located in St. Petersburg, Florida. And the best way is always to make an appointment if you're going to see me. But my address is 3530 First Avenue North, St. Petersburg, Suite 114-33713. And I do have a website. It's harveyperlman.com. That's HARVEYPEARLMAN.com. I do have an email, but I'm so loaded with emails right now. They're really the only way. You could text me if you like. I'll take text the best way. Text or call. 727-259-8232. I'm so looking forward to hearing from you and answering any questions you may have and spending some time with you.
Ari, it has been a treat to get to work with you. It has been a treat to get to know you as a friend. It has been a treat to get to be with you over the years as a mentor. Not your mentor, but you as mine. And I have nothing but the greatest honor, respect, and love for you. I have nothing but the utmost admiration for the work that you're doing for people. I have nothing but tremendous joy when I see you that comes into my heart. And right now I just speak nothing but just positivity, love, blessings, great energy, vibration, prosperity, abundance, heart-filled love of people that comes into your life. I speak that over your life. I speak that doors just open to you. Doors just find their way to, people find their way to gravitate towards you. Doors find their way to open for you, that you don't have to command or demand nothing. Things just move out of the way for you because you are a figure who the world and the universe knows is needed in this life. And I pray for longevity. I speak and meditate goodwill and energy, and I vibrate nothing but the best love from my heart to yours, right into your space. And I just, right over here, nothing but goodness, all of goodness, all of goodness, goodness. That's my wish for you. That's my heart's fulfillment for you. And I just want to say thank you for joining me on the show. Thank you for allowing me to have you. And again, guys, find Harvey Perlman at harveyperlman.com and call him at that number if you got questions. If you have any inquiries to be on the show, you too can also email me at inpursuitofpurposepodcast@gmail.com. And that way you can be on the show. Make sure if you're going to email me or inbox me or message me, make sure that you are living your purpose. I love you. I love me. I love us.